Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on April 25 regarding Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Esteban, E-S-T-E-B-A-N, dash Prospero, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-O. Ariel Esteban Prospero is a 27-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-17-20 when a machine grabbed his arm and broke it. He did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgical repair of his broken arm. He has completed his course of active treatment, period. Your cover letter references two claim petition numbers, but there was only one listed date of accident, comma, 7-17-20, period. New paragraph. As per a claim petition relative to an incident of 7-17-20, he was injured cleaning heavy machinery. Period. This caused injury to his left arm and back. Period. Another claim petition alleges an injury of 7-14-20. Period. It stated his arm got caught in an assembly conveyor machine while cleaning it. Period. This resulted in permanent injuries to the left shoulder, arm, and arm. Period. Paragraph. Medical records show he was attended to by EMS personnel on 7-17-20. Period. He was laying on the floor with his head resting in the lap of a co-worker. Period. He was only Spanish-speaking, but bystanders and the owner were able to translate. Period. It was noted there was a left hand droop with deformity to the wrist area and deformity to the forearm area. Also, period, there was small puncture wound with slow bleed about the same area atop the left forearm. That was in the size of a dime. Pretty also had bruising and discoloration to the elbow area above and below. Period. There was an approximate 2-inch discolored area noted to the lower left side of his neck. Period. He had minimal deformity at the shoulder. Period. He was stabilized and taken to the emergency room. Pretty was seen at Inspira emergency room on 7-17-20, where he underwent x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He then underwent surgery that same day to be inserted here. Period. He also underwent CAT scan of the brain, comma, cervical spine, comma, and thorax, as well as x-rays of the pelvis, wrist, and chest, all to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen at the emergency room again on 7-24-20, now with epidermal necrosis, felt likely to be secondary to the crushed injury itself. But it was seen by orthopedics in the emergency room where his cast was removed and then replaced by Dr. Bianco, B-I-A-N-C-O. Period. He had additional diagnostic studies performed that day to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He had an orthopedic consultation performed by Dr. Bianco, B-I-A-N-C-O. Period. He He noted fracture blistering on the posterior forearm with serous drainage, comma, full thickness epithelial necrosis measuring approximately 3 by 12 centimeters, approximately 3 by 4 centimeter abrasion on the dorsal forearm at the mid-shaft was noted on the previous exam of 7/17/20. Paired surgical excisions were well healed. Incisions were well healed without any signs of purulent drainage or bleeding. Paired he had ecchymosis just distal to the axilla and the medial aspect of the upper arm. Paired there was tenderness palpation over the necrotic area of the posterior arm and lateral elbow. Paired he was neurologically intact and compartments were soft and compressible. Paired. He appears to have been discharged from the hospital the following day. Paired new paragraph on 8/17/20, he followed up with hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. Paired he discontinued his splint as advised, but was utilizing a sling. Paired he was attending occupational therapy 3 times per week and was out of work. Paired he had another clinical exam and x-rays performed. Paired they were going to continue therapy and discontinue the sling. Paired he could return to work with use of his right upper extremity only. Paired. He followed up frequently with Dr. Sarkos with serial x-rays being performed. Paired. On 12/7/20, he had such a set of x-rays to be inserted here. Paired on 1/8/21, Dr. Sarkos performed another surgery to be inserted here. Paired. Mr. Esteban Prospero followed up with Dr. Sarkos through 6/25/21. Paired at that time, he was neurologically intact. Paired. He was currently feeling good and working full duty. Paired. Incisions were well healed with trace edema. Paired. There was 40 to 50 degrees of active thumb interphalangeal motion. Paired. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Paired. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed multiple healed scars. Paired. On the volar left forearm was a longitudinal scar. Paired. It had a width of 1.5 inches. Paired. On the volar upper arm, there was also a healed surgical scar measuring 3.5 inches. Paired. He had a transverse 6.5 inch. An oblique 6.5 inch linear scar at the anterior left shoulder that was not surgical. Paired. There was a V-shaped scarring on the volar left hand at the ring finger MCP. Paired. There was also a 0.25 by 1 inch scar not attributable to surgery. Paired on the dorsal aspect of the left upper extremity was a cicatrix type scar measuring 12 inches in length. Paired it was 2.5 inches wide at its superior aspect and 1.5 inches wide at its distal aspect. Paired. He had two open road burn type scars of various thicknesses and cicatrix, already described. Paired left shoulder abduction and flexion were 155 and 160 degrees respectively, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Paired left wrist extension was to 70 degrees and on the right to 80 degrees, both of which are beyond normal limits. Paired motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired was tender to palpation about the left medial epicondyle and wrist, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, shoulders, normal, spine, cervical. He was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. But he was tender to palpation about the lateral anterior chest wall, but there was none on the right. Thoracic, he was tender overlying the left scapula, but there was none on the right. Lumbosacral, he was tender at the lumbosacral junction, as well as the left sciatic notch, but not the right. Period. And put this in bold, we'll leave in Caesar straight leg raising, but delete the supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Impressions. Ariel Esteban Prospero alleges to have injured his left upper extremity at work on two occasions. The most severe injuries were sustained when his arm was caught in a machine. He was taken by EMS to the emergency room. He was quickly admitted and underwent surgical intervention that same day to be inserted. He followed up post-operatively and presented to the emergency room again on 7/24/20. He had repeat x-rays done. He participated in occupational therapy on the dates described. He did have serial x-rays performed running through 12/7/20. Dr. Socros performed a second surgery on 1/8/21 to be inserted here. Follow-up with him was rendered through 6/25/21. At that juncture, the petitioner was already back working full duty. New paragraph, the current exam, found there to be healed scarring about the left upper extremity, consistent with his injuries and surgery. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder, but provocative maneuvers there were negative. Provocative maneuvers at the hands, wrists, and elbows were also negative. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. There was tenderness to palpation about the left lateral anterior chest wall. New paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. This incorporates not only the injury to the forearm, but also to the hand and proximal to the elbow. This also incorporates the cosmetic residuals of his cicatrix type scar. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder or back.